Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about choices and how to know when to make changes and how to make sure that we're changing the right things. Today I want to talk about putting the past to rest. So I had an incident happen this weekend. It reminded me of a story that I had been told years ago when I worked in the federal prison. So when I worked in the prison, there was a guy, I ran drug treatment programs. There was a guy who oversaw the drug treatment programs in all the prisons for our region. So basically from Ohio to the East Coast. That's what he oversaw, which is neither here nor there, except that I had a lot of interaction with this guy sort of over the years. If there were ever any questions, I would call him. If there were any concerns with the program, he would call me, all those sort of things. And so we actually got to be friends over time and got to know each other sort of professionally, but also on a personal level. I say all that to say that he told me his story. And basically his story was this. He was telling me that he and his brother was a couple years older than him, had had kind of a rough upbringing. Not rough as sort of abusive or anything, but just a lot of transitions. So he was born in Philadelphia. His father had died when he was fairly young. I think some sort of work-related accident or car accident or something like that. Really young, like maybe like 4 or 5. And then he and his brother basically were raised by his mother and his grandmother up until he was about 11 or so, and his brother would have been like 13 or 14, thereabouts. And then their mother passed away. She got some sort of illness, passed away. And so he was telling me this, not as a matter of sort of like pity or anything like this, but he was telling me this as a matter of sort of contrast. And the contrast was this. Following his mother's death, my supervisor basically sort of got enthralled with school. He basically threw himself into schoolwork. He started reading more books. He got a little depressed, but he started reading more books, started doing things like this as a way to kind of cope with the fact that his mom was dead. They were still living with their grandmother, so that stability was there. But, you know, the fact that his mother was gone, his dad was gone, it just sort of caused him to sort of become a little more isolated and spend more time learning and reading and doing things like that. In contrast was his brother. And his brother, when his mother passed away, essentially fell apart. Started having a lot of behavioral problems, started drinking, started doing all the things that you shouldn't do when you're 14 years old to deal with grief are the things he was doing. You know, at first the family's kind of general refrain was, you know what, just give it time. Eventually he'll sort of grow out of this, that kind of, you know, he'll get past it, that sort of thing. But my supervisor's point was that his brother never did grow past it. His brother actually never got over it. And what he used to tell me was that his brother crawled into the casket with his mom. Or he would say, my brother was buried with my mom. And what he meant was that that death was so traumatic and it was so hard that his brother, instead of continuing to live his life the way that he should have lived it, basically surrendered his life that day. And that when his mother died, he crawled in the casket and his future went with it. And his brother's life pretty much tracked that. That he gave up at 14 and really never rebounded. Now, why do I bring that up? You know, I'm not 14, so I'm not going to go through that anymore. I think most of the people listening to my podcast aren't teenagers, and so the chances you're going to do that aren't very great. So why would I bring that up? And I bring it up for this reason. I think there are lots of times when we refuse to put the dead to rest. I think there are lots of times when we refuse to put the past to rest, where we refuse to let the past die. It doesn't mean that we have to let it be forgotten, but there are lots of times we let the past live on. Or, as my supervisor said, there are times that we crawl in the coffin or we get buried with whatever this issue is and our future gets buried with it. Because it's not just death, actual death, that causes these sort of problems. I see people crawl into the grave with all sorts of things. Dead people is definitely one of them, right? Somebody passes away and somebody never quite gets over it, and so we say they crawl into the grave with that person. But it's not just actual death. Sometimes it's dead issues. Sometimes there's an issue that happened between somebody and somebody else, you know, years ago, and this person sitting in front of me today can't let it go. And so I would say they crawled in the grave. They decided to surrender their future because this issue can't be let go of. Or dead relationships. Not physically dead relationships, but sometimes dead relationships, to where a relationship has disintegrated to such a point that it's dead. There's nothing there. Parent and child have had such a conflict that the relationship's dead, or a husband and a wife have had such a conflict that the relationship's dead, or a husband and wife have had such a conflict that they ended up divorced and the relationship's dead, but the person or people still can't move on. It's why you have these crazy custody things, because these two adult people who are going their own separate ways can't accept that the relationship is over and move on. And instead of moving on, they're trying to hold on to some semblance of this past they had. And they end up creating a much, much worse situation for themselves and for their children. And we don't want this. See, look, Life is going to have issues. We're going to have problems. If you ask me, I would say that's just the nature of life. That I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. I don't care how great certain aspects of your life are. You are going to have issues in some area of your life at some point. It's just a given. Question is, what do you do with that? How do you address an issue and then move on? Because if we get stuck every time we have an issue, if we surrender part of our future every time we have an issue, if we crawl in the grave every time we have an issue, then we might as well be dead as well. We might as well throw up our hands now. We might as well give up now. And that's not what we want to do, and that's not what we're going to do. So, how do you address an issue that just doesn't seem to go away? Or how do you identify a time when you have crawled into the grave? The first is this. Is something holding me back? Is there something in my life that I still give weight to today? Is there something that happened to me as a kid that I'm still bothered about today? Is there some relationship that I used to have that still messes me up that I don't have it today? Is there something going on with me today that relates to something that happened in the past? Question number two is, do I want to continue laying in the grave? If I can sort of identify, no, you know what, for 30 years I've been upset because my dad was abusive, and I think it's about time to sort of let that one die, how do you go about doing that? And here's where it gets tricky, because I think a lot of people think that if I give it enough time, just like my supervisor's family did with his brother, if we give it enough time, eventually it will work itself out. And I would say sometimes that happens. Sometimes we have something bad happen, get kind of pissed off, get shitty about it, maybe carry it around for a few months, maybe even a year, and then we go, you know what, enough's enough, and we move on. And sometimes that just sort of organically happens. But usually not on these big things, because the sort of thing that I sort of would grow past, I'm probably not going to give too much weight to begin with. I mean, I may, but probably not so much that it paralyzes me. Because if time's able to heal that wound, then the wound isn't so deep that it's going to leave a lasting scar. But most of the time, this is not how that works, right? Most of the time, people don't wake up one morning and suddenly feel forgiveness. People don't wake up one morning and suddenly feel their past is resolved. And so if that's not the case, then how do you resolve your past? And for me, sometimes it's quite simply making a conscious choice to move on. Making a conscious choice to say, you know what? I know this thing is here. I know it bothers me, but I'm not going to let it bother me today. I know I want to think about it, but I'm going to tell my brain to stop. I know I want to dwell on it, but I'm going to tell my brain to stop. I'm going to tell myself I need to move on. Again, it would be great if we didn't have to do it. It'd be great if it just organically happened. But I've been doing this long enough to know that when an issue hasn't resolved itself on its own in a short period of time, it's probably not going to. And at that point, we can either do a deep dive into figuring out what's going on and why it's going on and psychoanalyze it and pull it apart, which we can do. In the meantime, there are still ways to address it, because us getting insight into this problem is going to take time. And so in the meantime, the goal isn't that you just sit and struggle. The goal is that you find a way to resolve it. And the way you resolve it is by hitting it head on, by saying, I know what the issue is, and I'm not going to allow myself to go down the rabbit hole every time I start thinking about this issue anymore. It's not good for me. It's not good for me reaching my goals. And ultimately, we want to reach our goals. That's what we're after. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Swickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.